Let's see, we have a mission report from Sean and Becky. Would you guys mind coming up here? They just got back suffering for Jesus in Alaska. And he shared a little bit about this. He had a letter a few weeks ago. They were gone for 10 days, is that right? And they just got back. So we're going to have them share a quick report.
Actually, we were gone for 8 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the team. We that's in Anchorage, Wichita, before we left. So you got all those green T-shirts, which, as you were talking, I was thinking, a lot of people ask us questions, and we're talking, we come here to El Dorado equip, to get equipped to preach the gospel. And so the T-shirt, what we wear and how we wear it makes a difference when we go places. So we suffered in the 68 degree temperatures for a whole week. It almost got down to 50 at night, and it almost got dark. The reason we went was to support the Alaska Bible Institute. They have several buildings on the property. There's staff and administration that live on the property. There's classrooms and a chapel there that we didn't do anything there, but we worked on a couple of the houses. And one of the houses, Becky did a lot of painting in, sanding mud and painting and cleaning up, and getting this ready for a couple that has three kids, and both of the husband and wife are both teachers there at the Bible Institute. So we were getting that place ready for them to move into and raise their family and teach these kids how to go out and do ministry. I'm not sure how many villages there are around there that we didn't go to. And right now they're kind of kept out of the villages. But they tell us that there's these villages, they're not very open to the gospel. They have their religion, I think, is probably based from Russian Orthodox. And so they're really not open. But the ministry was able to buy a house in Sandpoint, and I can't tell you where that's at, but there's a village in Sandpoint, and they're going to have somebody from the Bible Institute move in there and start talking to people around them and just be the light in that area. So that's the kind of people that we were helping out. Cutting in a sink. One of the last things I got to do before I left. But, you know, I do stuff around here. I might drive 35 miles to do something. We just went 3,500 miles to do what we do around here. She doesn't do much painting, but it was really great to be able to have her to go with me and to minister to people. And one thing is, before we left, we asked you all for prayer. Prayer support is like the foundation of a house. You don't see it, but it holds things up. So we appreciate your prayers. And, when I think of missions, I think of people going to places that they're going to be, like my son has gone to India and he's hiked in different villages, and they have to have interpreters to speak to these people, and they sleep on the ground, and they move goat scat so they can lay something out and sleep on the ground, and have to bathe with a washcloth if they can find some water. And sometimes missionaries have it pretty rough, but wasn't that way for us. But I praise God for the opportunity. And another thing is that every morning we were able to have devotions with the team. And it's real encouraging to to get together like that and then go to work. And then in the evenings, we always had a debrief at the end of the day to see what was going on and how everybody's getting along, make sure we've got all that we need, and then a prayer before we all split up to go to bed. So we did play a little bit too. We got to go on a ferry to a place called Saldovia, which is way off in the mountains, and it's only accessible by water or by plane. But there's a kind of a tourist spot back in there, and we went back and walked around. Some of the team had a fishing trip planned, and the guide got sick about 2 hours before, so we couldn't go fishing. But when we were in Saldovia, we walked down over this old wooden bridge that they still use, and you look over the side, and either side of the road, there's just hundreds of salmon down in the creek in this clear water. It's just had a great time. Got some good ice cream there, too. What are you guys? Nothing? Well, we appreciate your prayers and your support for being able to support God's word and everything.
Amen. Amen. Glad you guys are back safe.